Coca-Cola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
411 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price in a festive mood this afternoon. Why do you ask? FSU football tickets going out today.
Yes.
Big game this weekend. Of course, the Noles take it on Alabama, and your chance at free tickets right here. What you do is just go to, it's very simple, first of all. You go to our app, and you basically, it's News Radio Pensacola.
Yes.
Make sure that's spelled correctly. Put it in there, and a page is going to pop up at your registration page. Go ahead and fill that out and orchestrate that. Send it in, and then Austin at 4:15 this afternoon will call your name.
Yeah, we had a couple of people asking throughout the week so far. Once I download the app and I get into it, where do I go to enter the contest? As Chris said, it's going to pop up right away, right when you open the app. And if you enter in your information, anywhere between 5 a.m. or 5 p.m., any day of this work week, you will be putting yourself in a contestant pool to hear your name announced as the winner of those tickets. And, drawing at 5:15.
So if you're feeling lucky today, go on, head to the computer, type it in, register, and... good luck and play wisely.
Absolutely.
How's that sound? Okay, let's go ahead and take care of the top three stories you need to know about today.
Number one.
Okay, developers plan to turn the landmark skate center on Navy Boulevard into Pensacola's new ice rink. I like this. Mm-hmm. William Seeley Architects submitted conceptual plans for review, proposing a skating area with a scorekeeper, player, penalty boxes, plus a second floor for extra seating, bathrooms, and a training room. Austin, can you imagine what this would open up for junior hockey league play?
Yeah.
This would be amazing for the city. I'm looking forward to that.
Absolutely.
Number two.
And a complimentary program connecting UWF master's students with individuals seeking care at a student-operated mental health clinic will soon be available in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. Clients will receive services at no cost, while students will fulfill required clinical hours for graduation. Pensacola Mental Health Services is scheduled to open its doors to patients next month.
Number three.
Okay, I thought I'd throw this in here just to... make sure that you're up to speed on what's happening out there in the tropics. National Hurricane Center forecasters are tracking a tropical wave off the west coast of Africa, which currently has a 20% probability of development over the next week as it moves westward across the Atlantic. Conditions in the Gulf remain unchanged. The most active period of hurricane season typically continues through mid-October, with the peak around September 10th. The Gulf, totally quiet out.
Good to know. All righty. With it already being 4:14 and some change here, we'll go ahead and get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on that you wouldn't normally expect. Do have some backups on Brent Lane if you're traveling westbound towards Davis Highway. Also have some on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp, and a little bit on 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road. Outside of Pensacola, we do have issues on Highway 90 traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River, and then continuing westbound towards Glover Lane. And then the last major spot's going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Got some backups bleeding onto 87 itself. No confirmation of an accident, though. We'll keep an eye on it for you. As for your weather, 88 degrees, low of 72. Got some slight rainfall chances tonight. They're going to ramp up as we head into your Friday and the weekend, and as a result, the highs are going to take a hit. Tomorrow's high only sitting at around 84. Saturday is sitting around 85.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Around 17,000 red light violations have been recorded since Pensacola installed those cameras at its most dangerous intersections in January. Well, those cameras have recorded an average of around 97 violations a day. City officials have released a top 10 video of the most really severe violations. Here's Mayor D.C. Reeves.
When your friends might tell you at a party that they think they got a ticket because they were only a couple inches over the line, we have these red light cameras in because we have a driving issue at many of our intersections. And I think you'll see from the videos, make sure you check those out, that is well beyond a couple inches beyond the line, and that we really have a public safety issue that we're trying to address.
Okay, here's the approximate breakdown. 9th and Airport, 2,600 red light runners. 9th and Fairfield, 3,450. 9th and Bayou, 5,600. And the camera at Gregory and 9th capturing over 6,000 red light runners.
My goodness. What sinners?
Well, they're going to pay for it. Those are very expensive tickets.
Oh, for sure.
And without this, and hopefully they don't kill somebody doing
it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hopefully this was just a standard run of the light.
I got a chance to see that video, Austin.
Was it
and a couple of cars almost, I don't know if they really hurt somebody badly, but they were real bad accidents because somebody ran the red light.
Wake up. Yeah, but pay attention, people. And the city of Pensacola is celebrating Councilmember Charles Baer for earning the Gold Certificate of Excellence from the Florida League of Cities Training Program for elected officials. This program recognizes leaders for their dedication to education, and it has three levels of certification. Baer completed the program over the past year, participating in webinars and conferences that help sharpen his skills. He said the training opportunities really helped him better serve the people of Pensacola.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, a top Florida official saying that Alligator Alcatraz, the migrant detention center in the Everglades, could be empty in a matter of days after a judge's ruling to wind down operations at that facility. Well, attorneys are arguing now, and also Governor DeSantis, they're fighting back. They say, no way, that facility should stay. Okay, Dana Marie McNichol, she's down there and files this report on News Radio 92.3.
The Office of Governor DeSantis confirms with us that there are now 180 migrants still inside the facility, compared to just 400 just last week, far from the facility's capacity of 3,000. The state expects the population will continue to dwindle after last week's federal court ruling that barred any new detainees from arriving at Alligator Alcatraz. Now, federal judge Kathleen Williams, an Obama appointee, sided with environmental activists who argued the detention center was built in violation of federal environmental laws. Florida's attorney general quickly filed an appeal, but late last night, the judge denied a request by the Trump administration and Florida to keep the detention center open while they appeal.
And the state isn't happy with the answers it's getting about how Orange County is spending tax dollars. Florida CFO Blaise Ngoglia said yesterday that the county withheld documents from DOGE inspectors this month, and he issued subpoenas to county employees. Specifically, he says county employees hid funding for DEI programs. Governor Ron DeSantis says the county tried to manufacture evidence of discrimination toward those getting government contracts so they could push for DEI-based equal outcomes.
Well, Austin, I had a chance to speak with Eben Brown. He's down in the Orlando area. Talking about this Orange County situation. Here's his take on what's actually going on down there.
Florida officials have been undertaking their own version of DOGE, checking out why certain local governments in the state have such big budgets. And now they say Orange County, which includes Orlando, hasn't been as forthcoming as they should be, Florida State CFO Blaise Ngoglia.
I called up the governor. I said, I think Orange County has something to hide. Well, Orange County fooled around, and now they're about to find out.
County officials will be served subpoenas to answer why their budget grew by $500 million over 5 years. The county says they've been answering all questions truthfully and are cooperating fully. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And the state of Florida is introducing robot rabbits in its efforts to control the invasive Burmese python population in the Everglades. The South Florida Water Management District collaborated with the University of Florida to deploy 120 of the innovative tools this summer, hoping to lure the elusive snakes from their hiding spots. The $4,000 mechanical decoys mimic the appearance, movement, and even scent of real marsh rabbits, which are a favorite prey of the pythons.
Those pythons down there have eliminated 95% of all the small animals down there. So maybe that wild rabbit can do something. Did you see any pictures of this?
No, I have not.
Looks just like a rabbit.
Really?
Except it's robotic. It's very, very funny. Let me get this in here real quick here. I know you got to go to break. Not all heroes wear capes. A man with superhero pajamas helped catch a suspected burglar in Florida, as we hear from Fox's Sue Guzman.
A Cape Coral man crediting his Batman pajamas with giving him the courage he needed to transform into a modern-day superhero and assist in the arrest of a man vandalizing his truck and rummaging in his neighbor's garage early Wednesday morning. Kyle Mivett and his wife awoke to a surveillance camera alert showing a man breaking into his vehicle. Clad in his Batman PJs and matching socks, Mivett sprung into action, got into the truck, and tracked down the suspected thief in his neighbor's garage. He says, without thinking, he collared the guy and waited for police to arrive. Police say the suspect, 20-year-old Justin Shimples, facing multiple charges. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
420 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with some of your hardest-hitting national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Come on. Looking for reliable auto repairs without breaking the bank?
Well, yeah.
At Affordable Automotive, we keep your car and your budget running smooth.
That's more like it.
Hi, I'm Kenny with Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. My father started this business over 30 years ago, and we continue to proudly serve the Gulf Coast with trusted local service. Whether you're a first-time or returning customer, we inspect each vehicle like it's our own. From oil changes, engine replacements, and diagnostics, our certified techs do it right the first time. Fast, honest, and fair, just like auto service should be. So if your car needs care, bring it to Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze, a mile west of the Gulf Breeze Zoo. Visit us at AffordableAutomotiveGulfBreeze.com and schedule your appointment today. That's AffordableAutomotiveGulfBreeze.com. Affordable Automotive. Quality you can afford.
If my dog Ginger could speak English, you'd hear her say she wants to spend every day at Play and Stay Pet Daycare while I'm at work. Good thing I can translate doggy. What's that? They're the only pet daycare in Pensacola with an on-site veterinarian? That's right. She says they're cage-free with large indoor and outdoor play areas where she loves to play with her friends. Where are they located? Play and Stay Pet Daycare is located at 4220 Davis Highway, across from Bailey's Farmers Market, online at olivebranchpethospital.com. Okay, come on, let's go. Good girl.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Okay, let's talk about renovation and how it's not like your ordinary happy ending home makeover show. Example, there are the guys who prey on homeowners and never show up to do the work. So that's why the state of Florida licenses contractors. You can check if your contractor is licensed at the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation website at myfloridalicense.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Baby, I am your burger man.
Pensacola right now.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
4:23, News Radio 92.3. The economy improved more than first reported in the spring. Good news to pass on to you. Here's Jenny Casola.
Quarter economic growth has been revised higher. The gross domestic product for the spring quarter rose 3.3%. Corporate profits and consumer spending both rose in the period. The GDP contracted in the first quarter, though that decline is attributed to a surge in imports, which skewed the reading. Also, there's another sign layoffs are subdued. New claims for unemployment benefits declined by 5,000 last week to 229,000. Continuing claims, those remaining on benefits, declined to 1.95 million in the week ending August 16th. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
It is 4:24. Stocks ending up again today. Looking pretty good here. In fact, moving into record territory. Hillary Barsky has your numbers.
The major averages finishing higher, with the Dow and S&P 500 closing at record levels as investors digested the latest financial results from AI chip giant NVIDIA. They're also awaiting Friday's key PCE inflation data, which could reshape the path of interest rate cuts from the Fed. Tech stocks were the best performers. Shares of Google rose 2% for a record close. The Dow winners, American Express, Salesforce, and Microsoft. The Dow decliners, Amgen, Procter & Gamble, and Travelers. The Dow up 72 points. The Nasdaq higher by 115, S&P 500 up 20, and closing above the 6,500 level for the first time. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
4:25, News Radio 92.3. You have less than 35 minutes to submit that registration to win FSU Alabama football tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the webpage. It's News Radio Pensacola. Get it right. News Radio Pensacola. Page comes up, flips up there, you fill it out, send it in. That's all it is. And then Austin announces the winner today at 5:15. But right now, he's looking at the traffic and weather together.
Absolutely. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Positive Coaching Alliance. Questions about youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit organization, develops better athletes and better people through youth and high school sports. You can learn more at positivecoach.org. Let's see what we got here. Did have a little bit of backups where Highway 87 meets Navarre Parkway. Luckily, that has lessened, so there's some good news for you. Also got some backups still lingering on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. And on Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River. Last major spots are going to be 9 Mile Road, traveling westbound towards Kimstrand Road, and Davis Highway, traveling eastbound. This is going to be right as you merge with Scenic in front of UWF's main entrance there. That's always a tricky light. As for your weather, 88 degrees, low of 72 tonight. Got some rainfall chances coming in late this evening, bleeding into your weekend. Highs are going to be sitting in the mid-80s over the next couple days as a result.
Okay, dust storms and monsoon rains are moving out in the west through Phoenix in that area. Got to tell you, it's causing a lot of damage and bringing it a lot of risk of flooding. Well, Lauren Clark is in Phoenix this afternoon with an update.
It hit like a freight train, the whipping wind tearing through a North Phoenix community near Bell Road and 3rd Avenue. Neighbors waking up to see wood, metal, shrapnel, all scattered through the cul-de-sac. The storm strength uprooting trees, smashing shingles, and bending light posts.
Everything's wet, just soaked.
It also ruined the roof of resident Matthew Miller. His neighbors helped rescue his golden retriever, Junior, inside. Now, when looking at the rubble of his home, he says he doesn't know what he's going to do next.
For this to happen, it's just adding on more and more torture in our lives.
Reporting here in Phoenix, Lauren Clark, Fox News.
And President Trump is rejecting U.S. participation in the United Nations Human Rights Review. The president argues that engaging with the process would present an endorsement of the Human Rights Council, which the White House withdrew from back in February. According to the UN, the review seeks to promote introspection of human rights records and encourage accountability on the global stage. A State Department official also took aim at HRC members, including Venezuela, China, and Sudan, while explaining that taking part in the review would ignore the body's persistent failure to condemn the most egregious human rights violators.
428 News Radio 92.3, the director of the CDC was fired for not aligning with President Trump's mission for the agency. I don't know why they just don't understand. There is no I in team, Austin. They're not getting this. Here's Jared Halpin with more from the White House.
President Trump fired CDC Director Susan Menares after she refused to resign at the request of Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
It was President Trump who was overwhelmingly reelected on November 5th. This woman has never received a vote in her life, and the president has the authority to fire those who are not aligned with his mission.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says a replacement will be named soon. Attorneys for Menares say she was targeted for refusing to rubber stamp unscientific, reckless directives. Several other top CDC officials resigned following the director's dismissal. Sources tell Fox Menares clashed with Kennedy over vaccine policy. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And a federal judge is blocking the Trump administration from firing the Voice of America director. The judge ruled Michael Abramowitz must stay in his role until he can be legally removed. Only the VOA's advisory board can remove him, but President Trump had the board dismantled earlier this year. Carrie Lake dismissed him earlier this month after he refused another job in North Carolina. Abramowitz has criticized the administration's efforts to dismantle VOA.
Okay, here's a big number for you. $950 million. That is the Powerball number for the drawing Saturday night. Powerball fever has struck again.
The Powerball jackpot soaring to $950 million after no one won Wednesday night's drawing. The jackpot will be the sixth highest in the game's history. Three lucky players from Mississippi, Ohio, and Virginia did walk away with $2 million when they won the match 5 plus power play option. But Powerball's top prize is in a bit of a drought, as the last top prize winner in Michigan won $841 million on January 1st. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
Hey, don't forget, starting on Friday, AAA initiates its Tow-to-Go program, and that will continue through Tuesday morning. It's for transportation for impaired drivers and their vehicles. So something to fall back on if you really do need it. Coming up in 5. Got sports for you. Austin Price, Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. The individual who shot up a Catholic school church in Minneapolis yesterday had no criminal record, Police Chief Brian O'Hara.
He did not have a criminal history. The only thing that we are aware of is a traffic ticket. He did not have any state-ordered commitments for mental health.
Two children were killed. 18 other people were injured. The FBI has labeled the incident domestic terrorism and will investigate it as a hate crime. The shooter died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Vice President J.D. Vance holds a campaign-style event in Wisconsin promoting the so-called One Big Beautiful Bill. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal reports.
Vice President J.D. Vance said the Big Beautiful Bill allowed Americans to keep more of their earned money and incentivized companies to make more products here, but that no Democrats supported the legislation.
Democrats say the law will take away health care from millions of Americans. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Micah Parsons is getting a second opinion on his back, and it's something to monitor. My question is, how seriously injured is his back? Would Micah be getting the second opinion if Jerry Jones said nice things about his agent and got a deal done with the Cowboys star pass rusher? This back situation is starting to remind me of the way Jalen Ramsey forced himself out of Jacksonville several years ago. And if Micah's back isn't seriously injured, this is probably it for him in Dallas. I'm Zach Gelb.
Welcome to the end of summer sale at AutoZone. We're celebrating the end of long days and short nights with big deals for a short time, like car wash. Right now, you can save 20% on the Armor All Complete Car Wash Kit. Need new brakes? Duralast brake pads are free with the purchase of Duralast rotors. We've also got oil deals and more. We're ending the summer right with the end of summer sale at AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Restrictions apply.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project, we never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
Sometimes an identity threat is a ring of professional hackers. And sometimes it's an overworked accountant who forgot to encrypt their connection while sending bank details.
I need a coffee.
And you need LifeLock, because your info is in endless places. It only takes one mistake to expose you to identity theft. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second. If your identity is stolen, we'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Join the Red Flamingo Foundation Thursday night from 6 till 10 at Hub Stacy's downtown for live music, great food, and community as they raise awareness for mental health. Saturday morning from 8:30 to 10, join the Navarre Beach Sea Turtle Conservation Center for Shark School. Learn about the vital role in keeping our Gulf healthy. For info and to pre-purchase $15 tickets, see NavarreBeachSeaTurtles.org. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Want to score tickets to see Florida State take on Alabama on Saturday, August 30th? It's time to tap the app with News Radio 92.3. Just download our News Radio Pensacola app, and from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m., you can enter for your chance to win. Each day you enter brings you one step closer to being in the stands for this epic battle on August 30th. The winner will be announced live at 5:15 p.m. on Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. Just download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app and get ready for game day with News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
This is Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
All righty. Well, developers plan to turn the Landmark Skate Center on Navy Boulevard into Pensacola's new ice rink. William Seeley Architects submitted conceptual plans for review, proposing a skating area with scorekeeper, player, and penalty boxes, plus a second floor for extra seating, bathrooms, and a training room.
Number two.
Boy, that'd be a great shot for our youth hockey program, having another rink. You know, because that's the thing here is available ice time. Because people, it's very, very, very sought after. Complimentary, this is number two, by the way, a complimentary program connecting UWF master's students with individuals seeking care at a student-operated mental health clinic will soon be available in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. Clients will receive services at absolutely no cost, while students will fulfill required clinical hours for graduation. Nice. Kind of shift off there. Pensacola Mental Health Services is scheduled to open its doors to patients sometime next month.
Number three.
And National Hurricane Center forecasters are tracking a tropical wave off the west coast of Africa, which currently has a 20% probability of development over the next week as it moves westward across the Atlantic. Conditions in the Gulf remain unchanged. The most active period of hurricane season typically continues through mid-October, with the peak sitting at around September 10th.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
You know what, we're talking about the Gulf here. Anglers rejoice. Yeah, you've got big smiles on your faces here. Red snapper season gets underway in just days. David Wayne, breaking out the old reel there, says there's plenty of dates to get some snapper fishing in this season.
Florida's 2025 golf private recreational red snapper fall season starts next week for those fishing on private boats or state-approved charters without a federal reef fish permit. Now, this season runs until the end of December. There's specific dates for harvesting. Remember, all anglers will need to register as state reef fish anglers, even if you don't need a fishing license. For more information on dates and regulations, check out myfwc.com/marine. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Thank you, David. And the Santa Rosa County Commissioner says recent news reports on an upcoming incoming Veterans Resource Center didn't paint a full picture on services offered in the county. District 2 Representative Carrie Smith says the County Veterans Resource Department does offer a full array of services, including helping veterans for VA benefits. They have offices in Milton, Gulf Breeze, and Jay. He also mentioned the American Legion Post 78, which opens as a resource center for veterans every Thursday. Smith also welcomed the new Mission Next Center, saying, quote, "Never can we have too much of that."
Here's your top sports story this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
1 week from tonight, the start of the NFL regular season. While millions of American football fans are focused primarily on their fantasy football drafts ahead of the coming season, fans in Minnesota celebrating the return of a fan favorite to the Vikings. Wide receiver Adam Thielen, who spent the first 10 years of his NFL career with Minnesota, going back to the Vikings. Thielen traded Wednesday by the Panthers, along with fourth and fifth round draft picks to Minnesota for a fifth round selection and conditional seventh round pick. The Chiefs, who will be without wide receiver Rashee Rice, suspended the first six games of the season for the role he played in a multi-car crash on a Dallas freeway last year, may look to sign a receiver. The Ravens gave All-Pro Kyle Hamilton the richest contract in total value for an NFL safety, $100.4 million over 4 years. The Saints named Spencer Rattler their starting quarterback. Browns coach Kevin Stefanski announced Dylan Gabriel will back up Joe Flacco at quarterback. Rookie Shador Sanders will be third string for Cleveland. 1 week from tonight, the reigning Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles will kick off the NFL season at home against the Dallas Cowboys. Tonight, college football. 17 games on the schedule this evening. At 8 o'clock Eastern on Fox Sports 1, the Minnesota Golden Gophers will be home to play Buffalo. Also tonight, 25th-ranked Boise State visits South Florida. Nebraska plays at Cincinnati. Rutgers home against Ohio. Wisconsin hosts Miami, Ohio. Speaking of the Buckeye State, the Cincinnati Reds became the last major league team to get swept in a series this season. Reds lost to the Dodgers 5-1. Shohei Ohtani pitched a season-high 5 innings, recorded a season-best 9 strikeouts, and picked up his first win of the season. The Dodgers doubled their lead over the Padres atop the NL West to 2 games. San Diego lost 4-3 to Seattle. The Mariners still a game and a half behind the Astros for first place in the AL West. Houston shut out Colorado 4-0. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And we also have some breaking news here. Micah Parsons, star defensive talent for the Dallas Cowboys, traded to Green Bay. He's going to be a Green Bay Packer. I believe the deal was 4 years, $188 million. That would make him the highest paid non-quarterback ever.
Okay, Colorado head football coach Deion Sanders is proposing a new way to pay college football players. Jared Max has the results.
Ahead of the start of week one of the 2025 college football season, University of Colorado head coach and Pro Football Hall of Famer Deion Sanders suggested that the pay structure for college football players should get centered on incentivizing student athletes to earn money by being part of the best teams in the country, to offer financial bonuses to the players on all 12 teams that make it to the college football playoff. The schools get $4 million apiece for making the playoff, and more money for each round that their football teams advance to in the playoff. How about spreading the wealth and passing it on to the players, said Deion Sanders to the Associated Press, this during filming of a TV commercial with former Alabama coach Nick Saban, who said he agreed with Coach Sanders' idea. Jared Max, Fox News.
And a new report says late Indianapolis Colts owner Jim Irsay battled opioid relapses before his death in May. According to the Washington Post, Irsay was treated by a private specialist who prescribed opioids and ketamine despite ongoing struggles. The Colts blamed surgery and illness while hiding multiple overdoses from 2020 to 2024, including two in December of 23 that led to hospitalization. No autopsy or toxicology was performed after Irsay died of cardiac arrest. The Colts will induct Irsay into their Ring of Honor at the start of the upcoming season.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, if your child is refusing to go to school, there might be some health issues contributing to that mentality. Lisa Brady has more on News Radio 92.3.
Parents often hear their kids say they don't want to go to school. But if that reluctance to go is happening frequently, it could point to hidden struggles. A recent survey by the Kids Mental Health Foundation finds not feeling well and exhaustion are among the top reasons students give for not wanting to attend school. Things like changing grades or schools, making friends, and challenging classes can lead to anxious feelings. Pediatric psychologist Dr. Ariana Howitt says if your child is exhibiting school avoidance, take it seriously and first rule out all medical concerns because they could experience physical symptoms from anxiety. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And the CDC is ending long-running smoking ads that helped scores of Americans quit smoking. What's called the Tips from Former Smokers campaign started 13 years ago and will go off the air at the end of September because of funding cuts. The campaign has featured people telling their stories about the negative impact smoking has had on their lives while urging others to get help quitting. I know some of these commercials have gained some a lot of infamy. I'm one of those people that's speaking from experience there. Data shows the campaign led to millions attempting to quit while more than 1 million people successfully quit.
Okay, we were talking about the CDC there. The director of the CDC was fired by President Trump following a clash over vaccine policy. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention was not aligned with President Trump's mission to make America healthy again.
The secretary asked her to resign. She said she would, and then she said she wouldn't. So the president fired her, which he has every right to do.
Attorneys for Susan Menares say she was targeted for refusing to rubber stamp unscientific and reckless directives. The dismissal triggered an exodus from the agency by several other senior officials. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says there's a lot of trouble at the CDC, and it will require getting rid of some people. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And Health and Human Services Secretary RFK Jr. says his agency's anticipated report on autism will point to an aggregation of causes leading to the neurological disorder. Kennedy called it a crisis and noted that the agency is developing sufficient evidence to provide recommendations and ask for regulatory action. The HHS secretary was previously arguing that environmental factors or vaccines are likely behind the rising rate of autism diagnoses.
Okay, 445 News Radio 92.3. Have 15 minutes to get that registration in to win the FSU Alabama football tickets we're giving away. Go to our app, News Radio Pensacola, just like that. When you hit the app, this page is going to pop up. It's called the registration page. Go ahead, fill it out, send it in, and Austin picks the winner today, 5:15 on News Radio 92.3. Okay, let's check out the weather and traffic together this afternoon.
Yeah, luckily not too much going on that's really gonna drop your jaw. We got some backups on Davis Highway, traveling eastbound right as you merge with Scenic. This is right in front of UWF's main entrance. That's always a tricky stoplight. We also have some backups on Airport Boulevard if you are traveling westbound towards Davis, and on Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Davis, but there's no accidents in those areas. And we also have some issues on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. As for your local weather, we're sitting at around 88 degrees. Low of 72 tonight. We're going to see the temperatures drop a little bit starting tomorrow, heading into your weekend. Tomorrow's high only 84 degrees. That's because of some rainfall chances coming in.
Going to frame the story basically in one word, rain. Rainy weather moves southeast from the central U.S. As Austin was saying, cooler temperatures are going to be moving into the area and throughout the east. Fox meteorologist Janice Dean is in with the Fox weather forecast.
Showers and thunderstorms are popping up across a wide swath of the Rockies and Plain States, moving over the Gulf Coast, Mississippi Valley, and the southeast over the next few days. Heavy rain associated with some of these storms could bring flash flooding, especially over the central U.S. and then the southeast and Florida as we head for the weekend. We've also got pop-up storms possible associated with a cold front for the Great Lakes and interior northeast. Meanwhile, a taste of fall continues for much of the eastern U.S. with cooler than average temperatures, while summer hangs on to the northwest and parts of the southern plains and Gulf Coast. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
The Trump administration celebrates an updated train service. I like these new trains. They are slick. Ryan Schmelz has the details from Washington Station.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says the next-gen Acela trains will give travelers more options in traveling to cities like D.C., New York, and Boston, reaching up to 160 miles an hour.
They're beautiful. They're going to be faster. We're going to have not 15 trains, we're going to have 28 trains, so we're going to be able to carry more people.
Duffy hopes the improvement will lead to more revenue and hopefully better ticket prices. The federal government will also take over Washington's Union Station in order to upgrade the transportation hub, a move that's supported by Mayor Muriel Bowser, who says the district can't afford to take on the renovations. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. As expected, Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook today sued President Trump, seeking to block his move to fire her from the central bank, setting up an unprecedented legal battle testing the president's power over the independent central bank's seven-member board. Filed in Washington, D.C. Federal District Court, the lawsuit alleges Trump violated the law by attempting to remove Cook from her post without a valid reason. For his part, Trump has cited allegations of mortgage fraud on the part of Cook. More record finishes for a couple of the major Wall Street indexes today. Both the S&P 500, up 20 points, and the Dow Industrials, a 71-point gainer, earned fresh closing highs. You may not know the company, but Pure Storage was a big winner on Wall Street today. Shares of that data storage management vendor that recently struck a deal with Meta surged 32%. That's in the wake of quarterly results that topped estimates as well as a full-year guidance increase. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, here's something for the Navy folks this afternoon. Admiral Darrell Caudill was sworn in this week as the new Chief of Naval Operations for the U.S. Navy. Kevin Yurensky has the details.
Admiral Caudill says he is aiming
to ensure that our Navy remains and forever will be the most dominant, lethal, and credible maritime fighting force the world has ever known.
Secretary of the Navy John Phelan spoke about the challenges Caudill will face immediately.
We're facing a global security environment that is more hostile, dangerous, and unpredictable, perhaps more so than at any point in our lifetimes.
Admiral Caudill explaining the role the Navy will have in that worldwide landscape.
To allies, it's reassurance. To adversaries, it's deterrence. To all, it is proof that the freedom of the seas will never be surrendered.
He adds that the quality of our sailors is what sets our Navy apart. Kevin Yurensky, Fox News.
And Google is warning its 2.5 billion Gmail users to change their passwords after a significant amount of successful intrusions by hackers. The tech giant put out a warning this week advising Gmail users to be on high alert for suspicious activity and to add extra security measures such as two-factor authentication. Google says the hackers often access Gmail passwords by sending emails with links to fake sign-in pages and have been targeting people by posing as IT support staff.
Well, you'd think we'd learn by now. You know, I mean, change the darn password. It's not that hard. You know, well, I can't remember. Well, write it down. Hey, a military base near Chicago is being asked to prepare for potential immigration operations. I wonder if Governor Pritzker is on board with this one.
Oh.
Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
The Department of Homeland Security is asking Naval Station Great Lakes for limited support in the form of facilities and infrastructure. So far, President Trump has not ordered National Guard deployment in Chicago.
Chicago still has a crime problem. So President Trump, again, made a promise to American people, we'll make this country safe again. So Chicago has a crime problem. That's why President Trump's thinking about it.
White House border czar Tom Homan says previous immigration enforcement actions in Chicago led to the arrest of suspected gang members and murder suspects. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And I guess it's fitting that I was talking about Google just a moment ago, because its video editing tool, Vids, will soon be free to all users. The company announced Wednesday that the previously paid Workspace add-on will be made available at no charge, but the company is also adding a host of AI-powered features, and those will cost money to use.
Listen, I use some of those Google AI stuff for editing, things like that.
Mm.
Nice. Saves a lot of time. Okay, multiple red state governors gathering at the FEMA Review Council meeting to voice their opinion about how the agency should operate differently as the Trump administration considers a dramatic overhaul. Jessica Rosenthal has more on News Radio 92.3.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem claimed they are already operating more quickly than FEMA did under the Biden administration. She also reminded, though, that the focus remains on streamlining the agency.
Disaster response needs to be led by local community leaders. They know best how to serve their communities, but also that we listen to them and the governors.
Among the governors to speak, Oklahoma's Kevin Stitt, who said FEMA doesn't need to respond to every storm, that they can manage more on their own.
We as states have become entirely too reliant on the federal government.
One FEMA representative defended the agency, noting they can dispatch things like urban search and rescue teams to an emergency scene within hours across state lines and have done so. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
4:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with one final check of your roads and weather for this hour, along with some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
All right. It's a beautiful day for football here at the stadium, and we're just about ready for kickoff. Score 0-0. And suddenly, I'm in the mood for a Coke Zero Sugar. Real Coke taste, zero sugar. Now that's a winning combo. Yeah. Crisp, refreshing. That hits the spot. When it comes to great taste, Coke Zero Sugar's always on the scoreboard. Coke Zero Sugar. Real Coke taste, zero sugar.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
When I started having trouble reading and threading a sewing needle, I went to the ophthalmologist right away. I have AMD, age-related macular degeneration. It's the leading cause of blindness in people over 60. I'm getting treatments now, and my vision is better. I also called the Foundation Fighting Blindness to learn how to prevent and manage AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for helpful information on AMD. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about a potential bill being considered by a Miami legislator to outlaw HOAs in the state of Florida. Some folks showed up at the Escambia County Commission meeting yelling about concentration camps, and two longtime veteran county commissioners responded. The county commission also authorized a couple $100,000 in payments for retirement funds for Commissioner Barry and former Commissioner Bender. You can listen to all of these conversations on the News Radio Pensacola app or online at newsradio923.com.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
$4.55. Heads up, Pensacola. What's the price on a roll this afternoon? Hey, you still have 5 minutes to get that registration in for the FSU Alabama football tickets. You want them? Great tickets. Sold out game. Pretty, as they say down in Miami, such a deal. Such a deal.
Yeah, no, it is a good deal with these games being sold out.
It is. News Radio Pensacola. That's the app. That's the way you have to put it in. Once you do, the page flops up. You hit the registration on that. And then Austin will announce the winner coming up in 20 minutes this afternoon. We've been giving away all week now.
Yes.
And we'll give them away all throughout the week here. So you still have chances. But get that. information in, and you too could be a winner this afternoon. Okay, Austin has a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Well, unfortunately, hate to kill your vibe there because you actually got me hyped for the Alabama-Florida State game. But we do have several traffic issues here. Do have some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. We even have an accident report in that area. Hopefully that doesn't add much to it. Do have some issues on Davis Highway traveling eastbound right as you merge with Scenic in front of UWF's main entrance. Also got some backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard and Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. Those are just some of your worst looking spots for you. As for your weather, 88 degrees, low of 72 tonight. Got some rainfall chances coming in. Very slight chances this evening, but they're going to pick up Friday into your Saturday, so on and so forth. Come Saturday, we could see chances as high as 80%. But the good news is we're going to see the highs take a hit temperature-wise. Tomorrow is only sitting at 84, Saturday sitting at 85.
Here's today's pop culture news.
All right, there you go. Automated delivery could soon be getting the robo treatment. Evan Brown defines what the heck robo treatment is.
Tech startup RoboMart is debuting a new self-driving electric vehicle designed solely to bring you your orders. Its new RM5 vehicle looks like a bank of lockers on wheels. It's actually an EV with 10 lockers that can carry hundreds of pounds of stuff to be delivered in a car that's roughly 12 feet long, 5 feet wide, and 7 feet tall. The company hopes to partner with retailers using its own commerce app. You, the customer, will use the app to unlock the locker containing your purchase when it rolls up to your preferred delivery point. All for a one-size-fits-all delivery fee of $3. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Chris, do you like slides?
Oh, I love them.
Well, this is the longest steel slide in the country, now open in Virginia.
Whoa. And you, if, did you say it was a steel slide?
Yes.
That burns your butt. Let me just tell you, those slides with the steel, they get hot.
Right.
No, they get hot. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I just wanted to, because I don't like steel slides.
No, let's talk about that for sure. Right, okay. The huge steel slide is open for business at Owl Creek Landing, taking visitors on a 117-foot-long ride. The steel ride stands at 65 feet and has a view of the woods. Some of the parts for the massive slide were imported from Germany and put together this past summer. Some visitors have started calling it the whirl. The park says there's no limit as to how many times you can go down it. You just have to be at least 7 years old.
Okay, they call it, I like the way they frame this, a beloved rocker. Let's talk and just say Bon Jovi is giving one of his albums a facelift. That would have been a better way to write that line in.
Right.
You know, he's going to get the facelift with some help. That's the kind of the operative word there. Michelle Polino has more for you.
John Bon Jovi is calling in some big names, including Bruce Springsteen, to reimagine his 2024 album Forever. Here I am. Springsteen joins John Bon Jovi on a new version of Hollow Man, while other guests include Lainey Wilson, Jelly Roll, Jason Isbell, Avril Lavigne, The War and Treaty, and more. The collaboration album drops October 24th. Fans will get their first taste Friday with the release of the reworked Hollow Man and a new single, Red, White, and Jersey. Bon Jovi, who underwent vocal cord surgery in 2022, said the project was born out of necessity. Without the ability to tour or promote an album we were all very proud of, I decided to call on some friends to help me in my time of need. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And here's something wholesome for you. The oldest son of the late Michael Jackson is engaged to be married. Prince Jackson announced on Instagram this week that he was engaged to his partner, Molly Shermang. The two are both graduates of Loyola Marymount, and in his post on Tuesday, Jackson wrote that they've traveled the world, graduated, and grown up so much together, and that he's excited for the next chapter of their lives. And the post included photos of Shermang wearing the engagement ring and the couple seated with his grandmother, 95-year-old Catherine Jackson.
30-year fixed mortgage rate today, 6.51%. That 15-year rate, 5.88%. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, back at about 12.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.